This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Ministry with Community has been providing daytime shelter and other services for people facing poverty and homelessness in Kalamazoo since the late 1970s. But officials say that their current facility on Church Street is not big enough to meet demand. So Ministry with Community will break ground this summer on a new facility on Edward Street, just a few blocks away from their current building. Rob Oakleaf is the executive director of Ministry with Community. Rob Oakleaf, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Gordon.
So why does Ministry with Community need a new building?
We've been served by our facility at 440 North Church since mid-1980s, and it's served us well. But in the last 10 years, we've seen an increase in the number of people who are coming to us for services, greater diversity in the population that we're serving, more people who have homes and who have jobs who are trying to make ends meet. We've had certain environmental factors, such as the recession and the enforcement of the cap on cash benefits, reductions in food benefits. We're just seeing so many more people, and we've gotten to the point where we just don't have the physical capacity to provide our services in the most effective and safest environment.
Do you plan to continue offering the same services? Does a new building offer you the opportunity to do anything more?
This effort really is about creating a space that supports our current programs. We're not looking at expanding programming. What it does allow us to do is have the space to welcome in partner agencies and volunteer groups to have even more robust opportunities throughout the course of every day.
What are some things that you might do with a partner agency, perhaps some sort of collaborative effort?
Sure. We work with a number of partners right now to bring services to the people, since we're the place where people are. We've got 200 or 300 people coming through there every day. And for example, housing resources and community mental health come down to help with housing issues. Goodwill Industries comes down to work with people who are seeking employment. We have a loaves and fishes pantry. So in the new space, we'll have more opportunities for those housing forums, for those education for employment opportunities. And we'll have a larger loaves and fishes pantry. As far as our own programs go, just making sure that we have the sufficient space and a space that's respectful towards its occupants and helps to bolster that sense of self-respect and human dignity that we want everyone to develop and grow so that they can move on towards self-sufficiency.
You mentioned a greater diversity of clients, and what you were getting at there is that not everybody you see coming in is homeless.
Correct.
And you're also seeing people coming to you who are employed. Is that right?
Absolutely.
What are the things that you are doing for them? How much variation is there between what you might do for somebody who is struggling and has a job as opposed to the person who really has nowhere to stay at night, much less any chance of employment at the moment?
The people that we see coming in, for example, who may have housing or may be employed, are using a lot of those services to help reduce their household budget. So we're the only provider of free laundry services. We wash upwards of 1,200 loads of laundry every month. And in fact, people sign up to a month in advance just to be able to do a load of laundry. And it's one of those ways of just cutting the budget, coming in for meals. And then also, as people are experiencing crisis, so maybe you have a home and it's the first time you haven't been able to pay your utility bill. An example of how Ministry with Community works, we don't have funding to help people out with their utility bills. But you come in, you sit down with a social worker, and that social worker is going to be incredibly well-versed on how to access the resources to meet that need or settle that crisis. And so, for example, we would start with the Department of Human Services, which it can be a challenge to navigate through the application process. And sometimes people are not successful in that. And then the next opportunity is the Salvation Army, and after that, Catholic Charities. So while we don't provide the specific financial resource for that particular case of not being able to pay a utility bill, we are going to help navigate you through those, act as liaison and advocate for you as you try to successfully marshal those resources.
You're trying to, in many cases, I guess, then find the services that somebody can take advantage of, not necessarily providing them,
yes,
but knowing the channels that people have to go through. And helping people who obviously have a lot of other things on their minds eventually get there.
Yeah, and trying to pull all those resources together is practically a full-time job. Well, when I needed to find a copy of my birth certificate, I went to one of our social workers and said, how do we do this? So that's another interesting challenge. We're the primary provider of birth certificate and ID assistance. and we pay for the process. And sometimes, as in my case, since I was born in Kalamazoo, it was as simple as walking over to the county building and asking for a copy of it. But for the gentleman who was born in Texas, whose birth was never recorded, going through the process of soliciting affidavits from family and friends around the country attesting to the date of his birth that we could furnish to the government of Texas to try and get a document that we could use to get a Michigan State ID. And this was a guy who was waiting on a job. So getting that ID was the difference between him staying unemployed and actually being employed.
Ministry with Community is a daytime shelter.
Correct.
You mentioned earlier that the periods of very cold weather we had during the winter present a challenge. More people want to come in and get warm. Mm-hmm. But you don't have a place, per se, for them to stay at night.
We do not do overnight shelter.
Do you try to help people find places?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our first priority, of course, is making sure that somebody has a safe place to be. And the research is compelling that you really don't want people in shelter systems, overnight shelter systems, for very long. The longer that that goes on, the more detrimental it is to the person's ability to get back on their feet. But we do work with our partners at the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission at Open Doors as an emergency shelter, Housing Resources, of course, and their Eleanor Street shelter, trying to make sure that people do have, in the short term, a safe place to go. And then working very closely with organizations, once again, like Open Doors and Housing Resources and Community Mental Health, to find long-term stable housing.
You mentioned in there that you don't want people in overnight shelter for long. What are some things that Ministry with Community is doing to try to get people to, as you say, self-sufficiency?
When there are programs, especially with housing, when there were the HARP vouchers, you know, kind of that were run through the county housing authority, we were one of the many sponsors of those, and working with our partner agencies. We also try to support people as they're re-engaging in the workforce. So we have a computer lab that's dedicated to developing resumes and applying online for different jobs. We do have funds to help people if they need specific clothing or work boots when they get a new job. We distribute a lot of bus tokens to get people to interviews and to get back and forth from work for the first 2 weeks before they get that paycheck. So we work in a lot of ways to try and make sure that someone has stability, and we're not prescriptive. So we don't say, okay, Gordon, these are the 17 things that you need to do, and then you're fixed, then you're cured. As you alluded to earlier, everyone's path is different. Everyone's idea of success is different. And as we're looking at shifting our operating model, we're looking at putting much more emphasis on goal setting and helping people work through, you know, where do you want to be? It's very easy to say, okay, I want to have, you know, a two-bedroom house and a full-time job and a pickup truck.
Nice car, right?
Super. Now, how do you get there? What are the intermediate steps? What is the very first thing that we're going to do? Are we going to pursue all three fronts at one time? And then setting those short-term goals to reach the long-term goals. We do that in a more informal way right now, but we're going to formalize it as we evolve our operating model.
As you see growing demand out there, is it getting tougher to make that leap to self-sufficiency when you have that many more people? And when you find people who, yes, have jobs and do have a place to stay for now, and yet are feeling insecure enough in their economic position or coming to you to do laundry. Mm-hmm. I mean, is just the sheer volume such that you start to say, boy, it is tough to get people from where they're coming to see us on a regular basis to they have a job, they have a place to stay, they can afford some form of transportation to get there.
It is a huge challenge because so many of the jobs that are available and accessible to someone who maybe doesn't have much education or not much work history or has spent a period of time incarcerated, those are going to be entry-level hourly positions, most often not full-time, you know, very often without employee-provided health benefits. And it is incredibly difficult to make ends meet. And to be completely truthful, we make a huge effort to hire from the population that we serve. So we've got somebody, they're using services, they're getting things organized, they start volunteering, they really show that they're working hard, and then we want to hire them. And we pay above minimum wage, but if you're working for us 20 hours a week, you're not making a living wage. And that's something that we want to work on. But of course, we make very hard budget decisions. You know, every year there we depend on the magnificent generosity of our community, but it's that balance. We want to put as much money toward the people that we're serving as possible, and we also want to make sure that we're paying people, you know, who are working in hourly part-time positions enough money to live on. So it's a challenge that we face. You know, we have many of our employees use our services, including me. I went and talked to a social worker about getting my birth certificate. And as I said, we pay above minimum wage. For people who, especially longtime Kalamazoo residents who worked in the manufacturing or industrial sectors, so you've got Checker Motors and GM and the paper mills, where you could work without necessarily a lot of education and not even necessarily being fully literate. Now, the jobs in manufacturing are high skilled and require more education, and otherwise you're looking at the service industry at relatively low wages and not full-time hours. So we're still looking for more of those opportunities, and we want to connect people with those opportunities. But it's a huge challenge for our community.
How much money are you going to need to build this new facility?
$6 million.
What have you raised so far?
4.2. And we were excited to announce last week that we have received the Van Domlin Challenge, which is a matching grant, a challenge grant, that's going to match all the donations going forward up to $1 million. So we're pretty far on our way. That's the last stretch is the hardest stretch. And so a lot of my time is out talking to people these days and encouraging them to help support. But a lot of this process is also about making sure that people know who we are and what we do, and knowing that we'll be able to do it in a facility that is designed for us and that is going to be durable and will be able to last us for decades and decades.
When is construction set to begin?
We are planning to break ground in July or August, and that would get us into the new building in early to mid 2016. And I feel the urgency every day. It's almost as though our current facility knows that we want to leave it and is exacting some sort of revenge.
Rob Oakleaf, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Rob Oakleaf is the Executive Director of Ministry with Community of Kalamazoo. Links with more information and longer versions of interviews on West Southwest can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.